Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It's a show, we're both on it, gonna talk about the Yanks game. Jake's sitting next to me in the chair that I usually sit in. Jake, say hi.
Hi, how are you?
Are you talking to me or the audience?
Yes.
We're doing well. Just picked up Jake from the airport, Philly airport, drove by the Link, laughed at the Eagles. Ha ha, what a joke. Jake climbed the rocky stairs, but no one filmed it or took any pictures, and there was no one around to see, but he did it, and we're proud of him. And now we're here, and we're going to do the pregame show.
Jim, make Jake small.
Well, I can't just make you small. Back up.
Okay.
Here, I'll go close. Okay, Jake's small now because why?
I was asked from the chat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, Jake can see the chat because he's over here for today.
He's been a slave of the chat.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees are playing the Blue Jays. They got walked off on yesterday, Jake. Tyler Lyons gets got by Bo Buffett. Slider, he called it. He said, if he throws me a slider, I'm going to hit a home run. I would have called it too if I knew that we were trying to call things. Kind of a bummer. Two series in a row.
You got invested in the game last night.
It was bullshit. Wow. It was bullshit.
Even out. Yeah, they ended up losing.
Yeah. You know, but I honestly, like, if they were about to go, like, lose, they should have lost quicker. They should have lost a 9 if they were going to lose.
It's kind of fair.
Because burning guys just made no sense after the doubleheader. Whatever. Get healthy, win. They'll probably win the next two just for fun. We got an interesting lineup, kind of. I'll read it to them. That's how it usually goes. DJ LeMahieu's leading off and DHing. How about that? He played both games of the doubleheader. Played first base yesterday. Probably a little exhausted, so he gets the DH.
The turf.
Aaron Judge is in right field, batting second. Gleyber Torres at short, batting third. Voit is at first base. Urshela is at third base. Gardner batting sixth and playing center field. Cameron Maben in left field. Higgy catching. And Jake's favorite, the young prince, Tyro Estrada. Old bullet. Second base.
About damn time.
Paxton on the bump. So Didi played both games of the doubleheader, I believe. He gets the day off today. I think Gleyber played both. No, Gleyber only played one of the doubleheader. And DJ played both of the doubleheader, so he gets the half day off today. So they're kind of making up for Judge, Didi, and DJ played both of the doubleheader. Baseball. And now they're all spreading out the rest. So that's cool. You excited to see Tyro?
Yes. I don't think it's any coincidence that the day I come here, Tyro finds himself in the lineup. I'm glad that Aaron sees my texts. He just doesn't answer them, and that's fine.
Does he keep you on read, or does he have read receipts off?
He has read receipts off. You can't risk that as the Yankees manager. So, I'm excited to see Tyro. There was actually... And this makes it sound like I have a sick obsession with Tyro, which that's not true.
You do.
But did you see it was like after the walk-off, they were doing scenes from the Yankees dugout, and it was like Romine walking out in all his gear and blah, blah, blah. There's Tyro, and he was just sitting on the bench, and it was totally that athlete feeling that these guys have never felt before of like, Tyro's like, I didn't get to participate in this game.
Yeah.
Every baseball game I've played in my life, I've been the starting middle infielder,
and I've gotten four at bats, and I felt like part of the loss. Tyro had that look on his face, like, I don't know, maybe give me a chance. And it's like, well, it's not exactly how this works, Big T, but love him.
Did you see Breivik?
Vicky V.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I think if we...
They were struggling to read a newspaper.
If there was... Know how Snapchat did the old app thing for a little bit?
Was that Snapchat? I didn't know what app
it was
that.
One of them, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
If there was, like, a Latin acne app, I think we could get you looking like Breivik, Vicky V.
All right, so you're adding the Latin.
Latin and acne.
I don't care then, sure, because I have a beard and a nose.
You guys both have, like, eyes that stick out. Okay. Same shape face.
Sure, I don't. That's fine.
Everyone's thinking it.
That's fine by me, because you're adding the acne, which is the bad part, or the scars, or
right?
Yeah. And his brain, which and I don't brain. Get. It's just physical.
My brain.
You worried about Paxton? We were just checking. Paxton has two starts against the Blue Jays, Jake, and they're both bad. He's never made it out of the fifth inning against the Blue Jays. I think they came during his stretch where we think he was hurt, and now we think he's healthy. We thought maybe he was going to be awesome against the Blue Jays because he threw the no-hitter against them in Toronto, and he's Canadian.
Right.
He's from Canada, and, you know, that's all that good stuff. But it hasn't happened. Do you think he puts it together? It's his turn to go complete game shutout?
I'm interested to see the first Gurriel at bat because still a lot of these are small sample size. And Paxton's obviously had some big ups and downs this season. I want to see if Gurriel actually has a beat on him, probably in his first at-bat. Grichuk is just out the window. I treat Randall Grichuk like I'm watching Mike Trout, because that's who he is against the Yankees.
Fuck him.
So that's nothing. Jansen I'm not worried about. I remember that home run, and it just happened, and it's Danny Jansen, the catcher. That won't happen again. That's a promise. Jim, the only other thing that has me worried is Kevin Biggio, who's normally just an on-base machine, he's 3-for-3 hitting with two walks. So I've got Kevin Biggio. The other guys don't concern me too. The guys with history don't concern me too much.
I like the Smoke Drury combo back-to-back.
Yeah.
Combined 19 plate appearances, combined 3 hits.
Well, I would do him and Teoscar. That's even better. They're 4-for...
Do all three of them.
Four. Nobody can do that.
They're in order. Hernandez, Smoke, Drury. Wow.
Nobody can do that.
So the 5, 6, 7 today are terrible against Paxton in their small plate appearances.
6-for-34.
Now do the division. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Too much thinking makes Jake sick. He doesn't come here to do math. He's a big dumb fuck.
Needs a bath.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Great. That's great stuff. All right, so Paxton, what are you expecting? 7 innings? You'll be upset if he doesn't complete 6.
No, 6.
You'll be upset if he doesn't complete 6?
No, because I mean pitch count and stuff. And
you're going to be upset if he doesn't complete 5?
Yes.
All right, I agree. Yes. I'd like him to complete 6, especially with the bullpen.
You think so? He's been pitching really well.
I don't know. Doubleheader, Jake.
The young Toronto.
Tank couldn't do it yesterday. We could really, really use.
The young Toronto boys went out partying after the game last night.
Partying? Oh, dude, a Friday night walk-off? They definitely went out partying.
So, I don't know. And Paxton's been so good. 8-0 in his last 8 or some shit like that. Are you looking at the pitching path to victory?
Well, I'm trying to see because the bullpen's been used a lot. Right. Ryan Dahl, Chance Adams, and Johnny Lasagna are the only 3 pitchers in our pen that hasn't pitched in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So I'm saying,
I mean,
I would like Paxton to take on the onus of saving the pen. I'd like him to make it his point of pride today.
You've got Britton available. You've got Chapman available. You've got Canely available. I think he probably rested Canely's Vino not available. After yesterday. No?
2 in a row.
Then what is this?
What?
What is this list?
So this is by game.
This right. is by day. So Canley's pitched 2 days in a row. He pitched the first of the doubleheader and didn't pitch the nightcap. But that's still 2 days in a row, so they're not going to pitch him again.
So this isn't the most recent game?
No. This is. Right here.
When did Dahl throw two pitches?
Huh?
When did Dahl throw two? That was 4 games ago?
Yep.
Okay.
4 days ago.
This is bizarre. I don't look at this.
This was yesterday's. Britton, Sessa, Canley, Lyons, Ottavino.
Right.
These okay. were all the doubleheader. So it's by days, because that's how rest goes, not by games.
Okay.
And then this was the off day, the rain out.
So Canley, Ottavino out. Britton is still available. Chapman is still available. Heller, Loaisiga probably. If you need connecting innings, it's probably Loaisiga.
I'd like Paxton to go 7, and then if we need to go Britton to Chapman, we have it.
Yeah.
That's probably the path right there. I need Paxton to go 6 innings today with the pen looking so exhausted.
Yeah, maybe a connect the dot with Heller. 7's kind of a tough ask nowadays in baseball, but we'll see.
Yeah. Tough. You got a what to watch for specifically?
It's the hungover Jays. You just said it. Friday night, they walked off on the Yankees. It was Bo Bichette's first ever walk-off, so they celebrated even a little more. I think the Jays are dead. Paxton, it's a weird time of a game. The 3:07 start, Eastern.
Players don't like this. They always talk about that.
I think that's in the advantage of the pitcher, because the pitcher's routine is kind of the same.
Disadvantage of the pitcher.
No, advantage of the pitcher.
CeCe on them.
Oh, that's CeCe.
But he says all pitchers hate the 4 o'clock start.
Paxton's a Canadian, man.
Oh, okay.
They're exhausted. Paxton's pitching well. Watch for the tired Jays.
Okay.
What's your what to watch for?
Maben, Higgy, Tyro. One of those guys is going to need to have an Austin Romine-esque game. Need to fill that hole at the bottom of the order that Austin Romine's been plugging up with 2 hits and an RBI. Need one of those three to have a 2-hit game in order to win.
I'm rooting for them.
Is this thing on?
Hey-yo.
Bye. Homer draft? Draft, it's the Homer draft. Did we not do the over-under yesterday?
I don't know. It's not marked down.
We did. It was 9.
It was 9.5? It was low.
I think it was 9.5.
You went under.
Yeah.
I went over, and I was right.
Are we positive on that?
Yes.
What was the final score? 6-5?
You were talking about how Tanaka was going to shove and it was going to be 8-0.
Oh, and you don't have faith in Tanaka anymore. Twice in a row on Tanaka games you took the over because you have zero faith.
Well, monster ball, and you've marked those wrong. So, and I was right both times.
Did Gio or DJ homer?
Gio hit 3 or 4 homers yesterday.
You're lying.
I'd have to check the box score on that.
Okay, I'm taking in the Homer draft.
Homer draft.
I'm taking, with my first pick, Aaron Judge.
Fuck. Oh, no. That ruined my whole plan. Can I take 5?
5 what?
5 minutes to rethink my Homer draft plan.
You want Higgy for 3 and no one else?
Fuck. No, I don't do that Bush League-ish. Give me Guerrero and Grichuk.
Liar!
Oh, Yankees. We have to do Yankees. I can't take Gio or DJ LeMahieu after their multi-homer games yesterday. I'll take Gleyber Torres.
Okay.
Gleyber Torres is trying to hit a lot of home runs this year. And give me, give me three steps, mister, the chat wants me to take Tyro. Oh, I'm the chat. Well, guess what? I'm not going to be affected by you guys. I'll take Tyro.
Okay, Jake's taking Tyro, does whatever the chat tells him.
Whatever the chat wants. I'm a slave to the chat.
Is a pathetic loser. And with my pick.
Who's your last pick?
I wanted to take Higgy. But it feels dumb. I'm taking Judge and Gardner. The home run race.
Wow.
Oh, wow. And Gardner is going into the... He's in all caps. So, wow. That seems... That was accidental. Awesome.
Like that.
Jake, can you check the over-under for us here?
The over-under? No. My phone's on the charger over there.
Damn.
What do you think it is,
Paxton? What a waste of space
Paxton
on this earth.
Paxton and Wagaspakasak. It's got to be 10.
Feels I think it's going to be like nine 10. And a five. Nine and a five.
Nine and five.
Nine
hey,
and
give me a nine and give me a five, huh?
No such thing. Ooh, Georgia's up on Arkansas, 13-0.
Ooh, Pig Suey.
Ooh, child.
I tell you
all
what,
right,
man.
The over-under is, it's officially Jake.
Big money, no whammies.
Nine and a half.
Nine and a five.
I guessed it. Nine and a five.
I kind of...
I'm going under.
Wagus Pack's been
hungover. Jays. Paxton been good.
Over. Yanks doing it today. Wagus Pack's been bad recently.
Wow, Yanks doing it. Biggio. Damn, Jake.
Damn, Daniel.
Small screen yourself. Now small voice yourself.
Could have a really special day today.
Okay, cool. The chat says over under how many blunts the boys have smoked today. I don't know if that's blunt. It seems like you just dipped.
Oh, that was a fake dip. When I dip. You put your hands up on my hip.
Are you excited that it's October soon?
No.
It's your favorite month.
I turned 30, though, and that's a death age.
For you?
Yeah.
One step. But in October comes one of the greatest songs ever, the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash. Yeah, I mean, so I'm not excited for the days leading up, because those are going to be, like, early playoff games, me turning 30 and dying.
Mm-hmm.
After that... Winning the World Series, being a ghost,
Monster
Halloween,
Mash.
Monster Mash.
Can you sing your rendition of
it? It was the Graveyard Smash. I wish I knew the words.
I'll Google them.
Yeah.
And then you'll sing a little bit as the outro.
No, it's tough, though. Sometimes when I try to sing the Monster Mash, I turn into my...
you ever seen the video of him doing it? It's so good.
It turns into my, like, Biz Markie voice.
Okay. Well, just...
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise.
What the fuck?
And suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
See you guys.
All right.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.